This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. You may or may not know this, but all that free two-day just-in-time-for-the-holidays shipping that a whole lot of us are banking on, the value add that's pretty much stock in trade for the biggies like Amazon and Walmart, yeah, it ain't so free, as small businesses know all too well. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
There's a hot sauce shop in Houston called Iburn. It's owned by James Beck.
And my title is Hot Sauce Boss.
Beck has a storefront with all sorts of colorful hot sauce bottles, which he sells online too. In fact, 40% of his roughly $500,000 in annual sales comes from online orders. And lately, he says people are starting to expect that their hot sauce bottles ship for free.
I actually was on the phone with someone, and they wanted me to ship them one bottle of hot sauce, and they were upset that they had to pay for shipping.
He says, look, it's a $5 bottle of hot sauce. I'd lose money on this if I covered the shipping. The customer says, fine, I'll go to Amazon.
They've got tens of thousands of people that can get that thing packed up and shipped out almost instantaneously and can and have the volume to be able to minimize the costs to offer you free shipping. And we've got Doug.
Doug, the warehouse manager, and James, the hot sauce boss, are also up against other small businesses that are making shipping cheaper to lure customers. Take Etsy, the online market for crafty stuff. Kruti Patel Goyal at Etsy says in the last quarter, less than 20% of items on Etsy ship for free.
That percentage is increasing over time, and we expect that to continue to increase as our sellers adapt their shipping strategy to buyer expectations.
Buyer expectations that stuff should ship for free and also quickly. The consulting firm Shipware recently did a survey of shippers who said fast delivery is the biggest pressure they're facing. Keith Myers at Shipware says smaller retailers feel that the most.
I've heard from multiple places that they have been eating the express shipping charges, so a two-day air shipment. They'll charge some of it to their customers, but not all of it.
To speed up delivery, Myers says some companies have been using their physical stores as mini distribution centers instead of relying on warehouses in the middle of the country.
That way the transit time can be a little bit quicker because you're not fulfilling out of a centralized location. You're fulfilling out of a store that's close by.
Another way for retailers to cut down on shipping costs, making customers pick up their orders in the store. Natasha Amott owns a cooking supply store called Whisk with three locations in New York City.
So in-store, we do a very nice business with cleaning products, and then we're trying to push it more online.
The website, she says, works well for other types of goods, like specialty items.
One of our hottest items are bitters. Bitters are flavor enhancers for cocktails. That, in fact, would probably be the number one item we sell online.
Amott says about a quarter of her online sales are picked up in-store, which helps drive in foot traffic and saves everyone money on shipping. Still, small businesses face competition even on in-store pickups. Walmart and Amazon have pickup lockers in stores across the country. And Target recently announced plans to make curbside delivery available at over 1,000 locations. In New York, I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.